Now, we all know that Geirus, there are three parts to Geirus. The essence of Geirus, of course, is Kabbalah's mitzvahs. The Rambam doesn't even have to mention that it's part of the Seder of Geirus, because that's what Geirus is all about. And then there's Mila and Tefillah. We learn Mila and Tefillah, the Gemara says, from Matan Torah. There are actually Tanoim who hold that Mila below Tefillah hareza geir, or Tefillah below Mila hareza geir, but we paskin that you need both Mila and Tefillah. Ger shemol velo toval is not a ger. So you need the Mila u'Tefillah. There's a big hakira among the achrayim. What exactly is the role of Mila in the gerus? Right? Is Mila or Mila and Tefillah both Maisa gerus? That the Mila is a Maisa gerus, like the Tefillah is a Maisa gerus. And in order to be Megayer, you have to do two Maisim, you have to do Mila u'Tefillah, so it's part of the Maisa Geirus. Or is the Iko Maisa Geirus really the Tefillah? And the Mila is a Hasara Sa'ala, it's a Hechsher for the Tefillah. You can't have Geirus as long as there's an Orla there. So you have to remove the Orla, and because there's Ma'akiv in the Geirus. But the Maisa Geirus is really the Tefillah, not the Mila. And I think there are many things that are totally on this chakir. So we'll start with the Ramban. You have the Ramban on page one. I know you learned the Ramban. Eli told me that you learned the Ramban. It's a very important Ramban. So how do we know that Mila is necessary for Geirus? And where do we find Mila? So the Gemara in Yevamah says Shehematzino Bavosenu Shemolu, that they did Mila. So Rashi explains Bimei Moshe Sheyotzo miMitzrayim VeYotzo miChlal Bnei Noach LeKabel LaTorah VeLikonis Tachas Kanfei Ashkina. So Rabban says it's Mashma from Rashi that they did Mila Bishas Matan Torah. And the Ramban says, but the Gemara increases, Dav Tes says, we don't find that they did Mila after they went out of Mitzrayim, Likonis Tachas Kanfei Ashkina. They did Mila in Mitzrayim in order to bring the Korban Pesach. So it wasn't a Mila right before Matan Torah, it was a Mila that they did in Mitzrayim. Because the Torah says, Korban Pesach, kol orel lo yochal bo. So they had to do Mila in Mitzrayim. And the Ramban says, maybe Rashi meant that when Moshe Rabbeinu told them kol orel lo yochal bo, they did Mila al minas likones. That the Mila that they did in Mitzrayim was al minas likones tachas kanfei yashchina to be mekabel, right? Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be mitzvah them. So it wasn't a Mila after they went out of Mitzrayim. The Mila was in Mitzrayim, but that Mila was the Mila for the purpose of Geirus. But then the Ramban asks Akasha, what about Shevet Levi? Because Shevet Levi did Mila in Mitzrayim the whole time. The whole time they were in Mitzrayim. It wasn't just that they did Mila for by the Korban Pesach. And the Rambam writes, and this is also on page one, that there was Mila in Mitzrayim b'shas Korban Pesach, because Klal Yisrael were mevatel Mila when they were in Mitzrayim. Chutz mishevet Levi. Ubrischo Yitzaru refers to Shevet Levi. So then the question is, if Shevet Levi was doing Mila throughout the time that they were in Mitzrayim, they didn't do Mila for Kabbalah's mitzvahs, for Geirus. So ha'eich nichnasu tachas kanfei yashchina. Right? And then so the Ramban says, it could be that according to the Rambam, they did Hatovas Damris. That although Shevet Levi were Nimolim, but they did a Hatovas Damris. And if somebody, if a Goy is a Nimol, is a Mohul, right, he still has to do Hatovas Damris for the Geirus. But the Ramban himself says that not necessary to do Hatovas Damris, because they, when Shevet Levi did Mila, it was L'shem Mitzvah Mila. The mitzvah mila that they got from Avraham Avinu, so it's not like an Aravi mohul or a givoni mohul, right? A goy who does mila because he wants to do mila, so that's not l'shem mitzvah, and he has to do hatovas damris because it wasn't for the mitzvah of mila, so it's command dolo mihile domi. But Shevet Levi were they were mitzuvim lamud from Avram Avinu. So therefore, that mila is going to work. So it comes out from this Ramban. He says, according to the Rambam, they must have done Hatovas Dambris. The Ramban says they didn't have to do Hatovas Dambris because they did a mila l'shem mitzvahs mila that they were mitzuvah to do. So it could be that what's the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban? The Rambam holds that mila is a maisa geirus, just like tefillah is a maisa geirus, and therefore shevet Levi, although they were doing mila l'shem mitzvahs mila, but wasn't b'toras geirus, so they had to do a hatofas dambris for the purpose of geirus. But the Ramban holds that the purpose of mila in the geirus process is lahosir ha'orla. It's a heksher. You can't have a geirus as long as he has an orla. So it's a tnai which is ma'akiv in the geirus that he shouldn't be an orel. And therefore Shevet Levi were not arelim. If Shevet Levi were doing mila l'shem mitzvahs mila, that takes off the orla, and therefore they didn't have to do a mila or hatofes damris l'shem geirus. So it could be that this chakira is really a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. We'll see many, many different things that could be totally on this chakira. The Har Tzvi was asked a shayla. Har Tzvi Pesach Frank was asked a shayla. A goy who came to be Megaya, and the doctors told him, you cannot do mila because of sakona, because he had a heart condition, and it would be a sakona, and therefore you can't do mila. So he was asked, can this goy undergo geirus? Do we compare him to Nichvas Agid, right? Taisis and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Nichvas Agid, you don't need mila because there's no orla at all. So he has his geirus is only through tefillah, like Anisha. Anisha who doesn't have an orla, so all you need is tefillah. So the same thing by a Nichvas Agid. So do we say that this goy who cannot do bris mila because of sakona, is it like nichras agid and therefore he can do a geirus only with the tefillah, or do we say that no, he just can't be megayah because he can't do mila? He has an aver for mila, but he can't do mila because of the sakona. So the Har Tzvi writes, it's not at all like nichras agid who doesn't have an orla bimtzius, and therefore it doesn't have the status of an orel, and that's why tefillah is enough. But over here, he has an orla; it just can't. It just is because of the sakona. He can't do the mila. So because of the sakona. However, he brings the machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam at the beginning of Perek Ha'orel. What happens if you have someone mesu echo machas mila, right? And it's a sakona for him to do mila. So is he allowed, is he osur in Korban Pesach and in Achilas Truma? Does he have a din of an oral? Because he can't do, he has no chiyuv mila because of the sakona, but he does have an orla. So does that give him a status of an oral? According to Rashi, he has a din of an oral, even though he's potter from doing mila because of the sakona, but he has a status of an oral. He can't eat from Korban Pesach or from Truma. Rabbeinu Tam argues, and Rabbeinu Tam says, since because of the sakona, it's Ef Sholom Mulo, Mibnei HaSakona, so he doesn't have a din of an oral, and he's allowed to eat Korban Pesach and Truma. So a person who has a sakona that he can't do mila, does he have a status of an oral, or he doesn't have a status of an oral? The Har Tzvi paskins in this shayla that he cannot be Megaya. If he can't do mila because of sakona, there is no, he can't do geirus. And the end is, it could be possibly called totally on this chakira also. If mila is a maisa geirus, so as long as there is an orla, an aver, but to do mila on, and he has the aver of mila, that's necessary for the geirus. And therefore, if there's a sakona and he cannot do the mila because of the sakona, there's no maisa geirus. You're lacking in that maisa geirus. But if mila is only a tnai to remove the orla in order to do the tefillah, which is really the maisa geirus, so over here, at least according to Rabbeinu Tam, it might be that according to Rabbeinu Tam, that he doesn't have a status of orel because of the sakona, and therefore he would be able to be Megaya just with Tefillah alone. So it might depend on what the role of Mila is. Is Mila a part of the Maisa Geiris, like Tefillah is Maisa Geiris? Or is Mila just a hechsher to remove the Urla? That's a ma'akiv in this, a tenai, which is a ma'akiv in the Geiris. And once you remove, if the Urla is removed, he doesn't have a Shem Oriel on him, so then you'll be able to do the Geiris. And this obviously is also totally in the Machloikas Rishonim, very, very fundamental Machloikas Rishonim. If the Seder of Mila and Tefillah is Ma'akev, do you have to do Mila before Tefillah, or can you do the Mila after the Tefillah, right? So this is a Machloikas Rishonim. Tosis, this is number three on page one. Tosis in Yevamis, Mem Zayin Amud Beis, brings the Gemara that Ger Hamakabel Mitzvahs Molim Osamiyad VeAchash Nisrape Matbilin Osamiyad. Right. So from the Pashtus of the Gemara is first you do the Mila, then he's healed, and then Matbilin Osamiyad. So Tosfos Medayik from this Gemara, it seems that Mila is Koidem Litvila, right? Because of course you need both, and the Mila has to be before the Tvila. Tosfos asks the Kasha from the case of Mulberis. Mumberish and Yisgayru Beno ain't sorry tefillah, right? Why? Because the tefillah was when the mother was toivel, so that tefillah works for the uber. It works for the uber as well. I mean, later on, Yevamis talks about that. Why isn't the mother a chatzitza for the tefillah for the uber? Haino Ribisayu, because that's the normal way that the uber is inside the mother. So it's the tefillah on the mother works for the uber, and therefore he doesn't need another tefillah. So he had the tefillah already, but he didn't have mila yet. Tosis asks. The Mila is not until after he's born. So what do you see? You see that you can have Tefillah before Mila. That, and it seems from the Gemara that it has to be Mila before Tefillah. And from the case of Muberis, you see you can have Tefillah before Mila. So the re-answer is Shani Hossam. Da'koti l'chozi l'mila b'toch me'e ima. Over there, he wasn't roi for Mila. He was in the womb, and therefore he was not roi l'mila. And therefore, the Tefillah, it's a shayla, whether does he need Mila for the Geiris afterwards, but he just was lo chozi l'mila at that time, therefore you can do the Mila afterwards, or maybe he doesn't need Mila at all for the Geiris. The Tefillah is enough, because at that time it was lo chozi l'mila. But I'll call upon him, you see from this thesis that in a regular case of Geirus, the Seder, it's Ma'akev, that has to be Mila, and then Tefillah. It's only in the case of Mu'uberes, right, that Lo Chozi L'Mila, then you can do the Mila first. But otherwise, it's Mila, and then Tefillah. Ramban is Toilek. Ramban holds that the Seder is not Ma'akev. You can have Tefillah, and then Mila. And he brings a Raya from Mu'uberes. Because Ramban learned that in the case of Mu'uberes, first there was a Tefillah, but the Geiris is not complete until they do the Mila, until he's born. So you have Tefillah and then Mila. So the Ramban says, this is the standard in terms of Geiris. The Seder is not Ma'akev. It could be Mila and then Tefillah, or it could be Tefillah and then Mila. And the Mukhe Yosef asks Akasha. He asks Akasha, why do we do the Mila on the Ger first, and then we do the Tefillah, and then you have to wait. After the Mila, you have to wait until he's healed, until he's, RCC does Geirus, and we know that there's a period of time that you have to wait after the Mila. Usually it's a Hatovas Dambris today. It's not a real Mila. But you have to wait until the Tefillah. So you're delaying the Geirus process by doing Mila and then Tefillah. If you would do Tefillah first and then you would do Mila afterwards, he would be a Geir right away, right after the Mila. So the Mukhe Yosef asks, why is it that we do the Mila first? And he answers, because when he's an Orel, the Tefillah is not going to work. You have to do the Mila first to take away the Orla, because he calls it a Toivel Visheretz Biyoto. It's like Toivel Visheretz Biyoto. As long as he's in Orla, the Tefillah is not going to be effective, even B'dievet. Teita, he brings a Raya from Tefillah's Kalim. brings a raya from Tfilas Kelim. If you have a kli that you buy from a guy that needs hagolah and it also needs tvila, so the din is, it's machlokes rishonim, but in Mukah Yosef held, you have to do the hagolah, remove the isurim, the macholos asuris on the kli, before you do the tvila, because otherwise it's like toivel v'sheretz miyado. So too over here. By mila, it's a toivel v'sheretz miyado, so you have to do the mila before the tvila. And he says, in the book of Yosef says, even though in the case of the kelim, b'di'evit, if you do the tvila and then the hagola, and Mukhi Yosef held it's going to work b'di'evit, chatchila should be hagola and then tvila, but b'di'evit, it'll your yotzei if the tvila was before the hagola. He says this is different over here. Shani hocha, the tumis arelus tuma gemurahi. The tumma of arelus is a tumma gemura that's going to be ma'akev in the geirus. In other words, you have to remove the orla. It's a ma'akev, it's a tnai, in order to do geirus that he shouldn't have an orla. That's what he means by a tumma gemura. Well, it was over there by hagola and tvilas kelim. Okay, you should do the hagola first to remove the isurim before the tvila, that elevates it, that gives it a different status. But the b'di'evit it will work if you did the tefillah before the hagola. So, but the Ramban holds b'di'evit if you did the tefillah before the mila, so the tefillah is going to work. So you have a machlokes rishonim here. You have a machlokes Tosfos and the Mukhi Yosef hold that mila has to be before tefillah. And the Ramban holds the Seder is not ma'akev. You can have tefillah and then mila. And lichayra, this machlokes could be totally on this chakira. The Ramban held there's no Seder between mila and tefillah. Why? Because both of them are equal ma'isegeris. Ma'isegeris is tefillah, mila, and it doesn't matter what the Seder is, because that's the role of mila. It's part of the ma'isegeris. Mashenkin Tois and the Mukhi Yosef hold that, and the Mukhi Yosef really says this pretty clearly, that the Mila has to be dafka before Tvila. You have to remove the Orla, because that's a Tanai in order to do the Mila of Geirus, the Tvila of Geirus, which is the Maisa Geirus. The Tanai is you have to remove the Orla first, and therefore the Mila has to come dafka before the Tvila. In the case of the Muberis, that the Uba is lo chozi lemila, so then maybe there's no Shem Oriel at that time, so it's not going to be ma'akev in the tefillah. So this could be totally, this machlokes rishonim could be totally also on this chakira. And number four on page one, I found an Or Sameach. Or Sameach says about mila utvila in Geirus, it's like shnei dvorim hamatirim. Shnei dvorim hamatirim, shemalim zebelo ze. Right? There's a din by a yevomis inyan, right? Chalitza and rikika, right? Are both necessary for chalitza. So the din is that the shnei dvorim hamatirim. Those are both of them are necessary to be matir, the yevoma to do the maisa chalitza. But each one can have an effect by itself. Each one, there's a totsor if you do one without the other. And kivse atzeres on shuas, that shchitoson uzvikas domon, or mekachim d'shtei alechem, so they are shnei dvorim hamatirim. If you just do the shchita without the zvikas adam, so with malim zebelozeh, so it's going to have an effect on the shtei alechem, that if you do the shchita without the zvika, it'll be mekadish the shtei alechem. And so too by chalitza, and you just do the chalitza without the rekiko without the chalitza, so it's going to have some kind of effect that is going to pasel the achim from doing yibum. So there is some kind of an effect. So shnei dvorim hamatirim, malim zebelozeh, meaning that it doesn't have the complete chalois, but some chalois is taking place. So the Or Sameach says the same thing by mila utvila, that there is a mixas geirus by doing the mila without the tvila. The geirus is not complete, but some mixas geirus is taking place. There's the beginning of the chalois chalois of the gerus, but he's not a ger. Gershom Ovel Otovel is not a ger. But something is happening. It's not just, he remains a full-fledged goy, and something is changing, right? He brings a raya. He brings a raya from Perek Ha'orel. The Rashba actually brings the same raya, we'll get to that, that Rabbi Akiva learns from the Pasuk by Korban Pesach, Toshim V'Sochir Lo Yochalbo. Right? What does that mean? What does that teach us? We know already a ben noicha lo yochalbo, an oriel lo yochalbo. What are we learning from Toshu v'socher lo yochalbo? So there's a whole sugya on dafayim days. And the Gemara says, akum shemo v'lo toval is osur in Pesach. That we learn from Toshu v'socher lo yochalbo that a goy who is mal v'lo toval is still going to be osur to eat karm in Pesach. So the Rashba, the Yosemite brings this without actually quoting the Rashba, but the kasha is, it's an obvious question, right? Ger shemovelo toval is not a ger, he remains a goy. So why do you need a separate pasuk? Toshav v'sochir lo yachal lo yachal bo, it's included. Kol ben neichal lo yachal bo. And the Sameach and the Rashba, we'll see the Rashba in a moment. The Sameach answers, you see that Mila has some kind of effect. There is some kind of a chalos that is no longer a full-fledged goy, just like by Shchita, is Mekadish, the Shtei Alechem Bolo Zvika, Rikika, Pasels, the Achim, that they can't do Yibum. There's some kind of chalos, a mixas chalos, by one of them without the other. So I would think that if you do Mila below Tvila, he's no longer Ben Necha, because there is some kind of a mixas chalais, he loses the status of Ben Necha. Komash v'lo and Toshu v'socher lo yochalbo. He still cannot eat Korban Pesach, and that we learn it from that pasuk of Toshu v'socher lo yochalbo, even though the geiris was not completed. Right? So lichayva we see, according to the Or Sameach, they're saying that Mila and Tvila, the Mila alone has a mixas chalois. What does that mean? If Mila is only a tanai, a hechsher, in order to do tvila, but the Mila is not part of the geirus, it's a precursor of the geirus in order to allow the tvila to be effective, so then he remains a full-fledged goy. He's like a givoni mohu, right? A amoni mohu. Nothing has changed in terms of his halachic status. Must be that it's Shnei Dvarim Hamatirim. They're both Maisa Geirus. So Mila is the beginning of the Chalois of the Geirus. Something has changed, that he's lost. He's changed his status in some way, and that's why I would think that he could eat from Korban Pesach. That's why we need a separate Pasuk, Toshu v'socher lo yochal bo. If you take a look in the handout on page 3, there's actually a Rashba, Staf Ayin Aleph. Lesuye ger shemo v'lo tovel kosovar, eino ger at shiimo v'yitl. Kashali, im kein hainu goy, avopi shemo harehu ka'oril, da havale ka'arovi mohu. So why do you need a special pasuk, toshu v'socher lo yochalbo? V'lesa, deshani hocha, de miloso l'shem yadus. It's not like an arovi mohu. An arovi who does mila, he's not doing it l'shem yadus. He's not doing it l'shem geirus at all. Right? So his Mila, he remains a full-fledged Orel. His Mila is commander lesser Dori. But over here, where he's doing it, L'shem Yahadus, L'shem Demini, L'shem Gerus, Aval Pishalo Nigmar Geruso Mikol Mokon Kva Hischil, V'nichnas Kitsas V'das Yehudish, She'eno Tzorich HaLetvila. So he learns Pashtus, what the Rashba is saying, like the Ursameh, that the Mila is a Maisa Geirus. So you started, there are two parts to Geirus, two parts to the Maisa Geirus. The Mila is the first Maisa, and there's some kind of Chalois, there's a Mixas Geirus that is actually taking place. And that's why I would think that there's a... That he could eat from Korban Pesach, Komash Shalom, he's not a Geir. Right, so he has to until he does the tefillah, and therefore Toshu v'socher lo yochalbo is not allowed to eat from Korban Pesach. So I think it's very clear from the Or Sameach and from the Rashba that Mila is a Maisa Geiris. It's not just a Hechsher to remove the Orlo so that the Maisa Geiris of tefillah can take place. Now there's Nafkaminis. There is a tremendous Nafkamin. I don't know if you ever heard of this. of this story. There was a story that took place in the late 1800s, Tuf Reish Ches. I don't know exactly what that date is. This is on page 5 in Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim. There was a story of a... it was Ado Sheni in Shnatz Tuf Reish Ches. In Yerushalayim, there was someone that was a Ger Shenis Gayer on a weekday, and he didn't do Mila. He didn't do Tvila yet. He had Mila, but he didn't have Tvila. Now, the Shaila was on Shabbos. And we know the din is Ben Noyesh Shoshavas Chayim Misa, right? A Goy has to do a Melocha on Shabbos. So this Ger, the Shenis Gayer, only threw Mila without the Tvila. His Gerus was not complete. Right, he went to the Av Beis Din of Yerushalayim. At that time, the Rav of Yerushalayim was Rav Shmuel Salant. Rav Shmuel Salant was not in Yerushalayim then. He had gone to Europe. He was in Warsaw collecting funds. He was also a fundraiser. And so he wasn't there, but they had an Av Beis Din. The Av Beis Din's name was Rav Osho Lemel Levi. And he asked him, am I allowed to keep Shabbos? Because before this, he always did melacha on Shabbos. So he shouldn't be a ben noyesh shoshavas chayav misa. So now I did mila for l'shem geiris. Am I allowed to keep Shabbos? And the Av Beis Din paskind, he has to be mechal Shabbos. You're still a goy. Because until the tefila, you're still a goy gomor. And therefore, you have to be mechal Shabbos. He told him that he should write a number of letters on Shabbos, and the Ger was very reluctant to do it, but then he was mitzaveh him that you have to do this. This is the psak that you have to do a melocha on Shabbos, and he wrote his name. He wrote his name Belaz. Maybe he wanted to. I don't know if he knew that the Ramoshita that the Arzurua that it's only Belaz is only Drabon, Ksiva is only Drabon. But anyway, he did Melocha on Shabbos. Next day, Talmid Chachomim Yerushalayim found out about this, and there was a Milchoma. There was Mamish a tumult, because there most of the Talmid Chachomim in Yerushalayim said he should not be Machal Shabbos. And this was a Milchoma against the Psak of Rav Osho. Rabbi Osho Lemel Levi, and he wanted to somehow confirm his psak, so he wrote to the Aruch Laner, he wrote to Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger, this Shaila, and there's a famous Tshuva in Binyan Tzion on this, and he also wrote to the Chidushi Arim, and it happened to be the Rav Shmuel Salant was at the house of the Chidushi Arim when he received this letter, and he wrote the Shaila. And the Rav Shmuel Salant himself paskind, Rav Binyan Tzion, Rav Yaakov Ettlinger paskind, and the Chiddush Arim all paskind that he should not be Mechal Shabbos. He doesn't have to be Mechal Shabbos. And Rav Shmuel Salant, you look up the Binyan Tzion, it's a fascinating shuva. I'll say over a little bit of the Binyan Tzion. But Rav Shmuel Salant paskind, and he wrote a long letter apparently to Rav Osho Lemel, that he paskin, that it's also for him to be Mechalel Shabbos, and he brought a raya from this Rashba, that Mila by itself is a Maisa Geiris, it's a Mixas Geiris, he no longer has the din of Ben Noyach Sheshov Aschayim Misa, because he's a partial Ben Bris, and therefore he doesn't have to be Mechalel Shabbos, and he brought this Rashba, and the Chedush Arim also paskin that way, that he should not, he doesn't have to be Mechal Shabbos, and the Binyan Tzion also paskin that way. Binyan Tzion has an arichus in that, in the Tshuva's Binyan Tzion, I don't remember which Tshuva it is, but it's easy to find. And because he said, there's a mixas geirus through the Mila alone. It's not just that the Mila is a tenai, is a heksher to do geirus, and his status hasn't changed. There's a partial status, a status change, and then in a certain sense, he becomes like a ben bris, and he might even be chayiv in Shabbos. I think he has a suffix whether he's chayiv to keep Shabbos, or he just loses the status of Ben Noach, that he's not a Ben Noach Shechayev Misa. But he also, because there is such a tumult over this, so the Binyan Tzion gave an Eitzah. He gave an etzah what he should do in order to avoid any issue of benor shavas chayamisa, or for being if he is a status change that he becomes like a ben bris as far as Shabbos, that he shouldn't be mechallel Shabbos. So he gave an etzah. So he said, the Binyan Tzion said that the issur benor shavas chayamisa is not dependent on lamites malachas, right? The melacha for a ben noyach, not to do melacha on Shabbos, is tircha, is doing heavy work, moving around the furniture. He would have to do something. He doesn't have to turn on the light, right? And turning on the light might even not work according to the Binyan Tzion, because that's lamites melacha. That's not the definition of melacha for a ben noyach in the din of ben noyach sheshavas chayamisa. But moving around furniture is not melacha for Yisrael. It might be an uvda dechol, might be zilzul Shabbos, a drabonon. But it's not melacha. It's not lamites melacha. So he said, he told this. He said that this ger who did bris milah, right, what he should do in order to avoid any shayla of benoy sheshavas chayim misa, what you do is do some heavy work, tircha, because for him that's malocha, and but for Yisrael it's not malocha. And that was the eitzah that he gave. It's a very fascinating tshuva in terms of what is the din of benoy sheshavas chayim misa and the din of a ger that does mila without tefila. Another. So from here we see that there are many poskim who seem to hold that the mila alone is a partial gerus, right? There's a chalois, and it can affect dinim like the din of ben noyach sheshavas chayiv misa. Another very obvious halacha that's totally in this chakira is the machlokes rishonim about does mila need a bezin of shlosha. Right? Tefillah, we know, needs a bezin. Kabbalah's mitzvahs needs a bezin. What about Mila? Does Mila need a bezin? So the Ramban and the Rashba paskin that Mila needs a bezin, just like Tefillah needs a bezin. The Torah, Shulchan Aruch paskins that way, that Mila needs a bezin, just like Tefillah. The Bach, however, holds that Mila does not need a bezin. It's medayik from the Loshon of the Rambam, that the Rambam only mentions bezin when it comes to Tefillah. He didn't mention bezin by Mila. So lichayra, this machlokes is also totally. And what is the role of Mila in terms of the gerus? If Mila is a maisa gerus, like Tefillah is a maisa gerus, and especially like the Osameach says, it's shnei dvorim hamatim in zebelozeh, that there is definitely a chalois that's taking place as a result of the Mila. So then you should need a bezdin, just like Tefillah. But if Mila is only a tenai, that you have to do a hasoras ha'orlo in order to be able to do the tefillah, which is the maisa geiris, so lichayra, you shouldn't need a bezdin, because bezdin is only necessary for maisa geiris. Bezdin is not necessary for the hasoras, but hasoras ha'orlo. Could be that the Ramban is l'shitosai. We saw that the Ramban held that the Seder is not ma'akev. Right? What's the pshat in the Ramban? The Seder is not ma'akev because the Mila and the Tefillah are equal ma'isa gerus in the process of gerus. It's that so Mila is a ma'isa gerus. So therefore the Ramban holds if Mila is a ma'isa gerus, so then you have to have a bezdin for the Mila, just like you have to have a bezdin for the Tefillah. So there might be one other thing that is totally in this. I'm sure there are more, but one other shayla, important shayla, that's totally on this, and that is another Hartzvi. Hartzvi has some fascinating truvis on Gerus. There was a tinok who was circumcised, Bitor Yehudi. They thought that he was a Jew. Why? The father was Jewish. They thought the mother was Jewish. Mother maybe had undergone a Gerus. And they thought she was Jewish. Turned out the Gerus was not a good Gerus. Turned out that she really was a non-Jew. And therefore the child really was not Jewish. But when they did the Mila, thinking that the Tinoch was Jewish. And therefore they did the Mila. L'shem mitzvahs Mila. So the question is, The question was, if this child has to be Megaya, let's say he's going to be Megaya, does the Mila work? Was that original Mila effective? Or do you need Hatofes Dambris for the Gerus? Because the Mila was done L'shem Mitzvahs Mila, thinking that he was Jewish. It turns out that he wasn't Jewish. So do you need a Hatofes Dambris? The Hartzvi is a very short tshuva in Hartzvi. He paskined that he does not need Hatofes Dambris. The kol shenimo l'shem mitzvahs mila sagi bozeh v'lo ma'akev kavona l'shem geirus. The mitzvah, the mila, does not need a kavona l'shem geirus. I mean, we saw this a little bit in the Ramban before. Do you need a kavona l'shem geirus on the mila? So he paskin, you don't need kavona l'shem geirus. You need kavona l'shem mitzvahs mila. So then that will be sufficient. And Tzitz Eliezer brings down this shayla as well, whether you need, in a case like this, do you need a Hatofes Dambris? And he says the shayla is whether do you need a mila l'shem geirus dafka, or as long as the mila is l'shem mitzvahs mila, that's going to be sufficient. And he quotes, the Tzitz Eliezer quotes a Chasam Sofer, it's Yoredeya Simen Aleph, the first tshuva Chasam Sofer in Yoredeya, where he says that mila is part of the guf of geirus. I imagine he means it's a maisa geirus, like the tefillah likonis tachas kanfei yashchina. And mimela, he says, you're going to need a hatofes damris l'shem geirus. In other words, you need that the mila should be l'shem geirus over here. This mila was not l'shem geirus. And however, there are other poskim who disagree, or the Rishmul Salant Paskind in a case like this, that you don't need Hatovas Dambris, just the Tvilon, Chazon Yecheskel, Yecheskel Abramsky Paskin, that since the Mila was L'shem Mitzvahs Mila, that's going to be sufficient, and you're not going to need Hatovas, you won't need Hatovas Dambris. Briskerov rather disagreed with when they told the Briskerov, the Reb Chatzkel Abramsky's Psak, he disagreed with it. He said, he's a goy. So which you can't say it's a mila l'shem mitzvahs mila. Shem mitzvahs mila is only if he would be a Jew. But if he's not Jewish, it turns out he was not Jew. Okay, they had kavona. The machshava was good. But l'maise, he was not Jewish. So how can you say that it's l'shem mitzvahs mila when there's no kiyuma mitzvah at all of mila on a child like that? So he disagreed. But there is a machlokes about this. There is a big shaila whether you need that the mila should be l'shem geiris or l'shem mitzvahs milas. I think possibly it could also depend on this chakira. If the role of mila is a maisa geiris, pashtos, if it's a maisa geiris, you would need l'shem geiris, or the least those shitas who hold that you need l'shem geiris, that just like tefillah is l'shem geiris, the mila has to be l'shem geiris. If it's not l'shem geiris, only l'shem mitzvahs mila, that's not l'shem geiris. If it's just to remove the orla, so then a mila l'shem mitzvahs mila, that can remove the orla.
Tysus holds that
tefillah
doesn't need necessarily to be l'shem
geirus. Because that tefillah
tovel
nidusa.
I think they say you need the three for kabbalah mitzvahs.
Yeah.
To say that Tysus thinks.
Right. Okay. Ain't chanami. This could be a machlokes rishonim with that. But possibly I'm saying that this machlokes might depend also on this chakir. So I just want to conclude with a very interesting yavitz. Mishnas Yaivitz, Reb Bezalel Zsolti. And then the Rav also held this way. I didn't make a copy of the Rav in Hare Kedem, but he also, because he's very short, very, very brief. But the Mishnas Yaivitz, beautiful, beautiful sefer, Mishnas Yaivitz, Reb Bezalel Zsolti, that he has a suffix, whether in the Mila of Ger, is there a kium of Mitzvahs Mila, or is the Mila of Ger only a din in geirus, a maisa geirus? Is there a kiyum ha-mitzvah, a kiyum of mitzvahs mila, when the geir, he's not a Jew yet, but when he undergoes mila, l'shem geirus, is there a kiyum ha-mitzvah? The kiyum ha-mitzvah obviously would not be when he's still a goy, but the kiyum ha-mitzvah would be the very fact when he's becoming a Jew, that means that there was this mila there's a kiyum hamitzvah of milah. Or do we say that since he's a goy now, there's no kiyum hamitzvah of milah? It's just a maisa geiris, just like the tefillah. And it's just a maisa, it's a maisa geiris. So is there a kiyum hamitzvah of milah? So Rav Zsolti and the Rav, both are medayik from the Rambam, right? So when the Rambam writes about milah, right? So the Rambam at the beginning, by the way, page 5 is the story of Yerushalayim. It comes from Adera Shmuel, it's a sefer about Rishmuel Salant, and it's a number of pages. I just gave you, I copied one page, the story, and the psak of Rav Shalem Levi, and the psak of Rav Shmuel Salant on that story. But the Rambam, when he writes about Mila by Geirus, so he brings it down in Hilchis Isuri Bia, with the halachis of Geirus. But the Rambam also brings it down in Hilchis Mila. The Rambam, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, he's talking about the mitzvah of Mila, Ger Shenichnas Lekahal Yisrael, Chayev Mila Tchila. Chayev Mila Tchila. V'imol k'shehoye goy, tzorich hati v'meno damris, k'sheniz gaya. V'chein kotten sh'noy lek sh'umol, tzorich lahati v'meno damris, v'yom ha'shmini. So why is the Rambam bringing down the din of Mila Bageris and Hilchas Mila, which is referring to the mitzvah of Mila? It's in Hilchas Yisurei Bia. That's sufficient. So apparently, and both Rabbi Tzalo Zsolti and the Rav were medayik from here, that there are two aspects to the Mila by Geirus. One aspect, of course, is a Maisa Geirus. That's Hilchas Yisurei Bia. But then there's another aspect, Mitzvahs Mila. There's a Kiyum of Mitzvahs, a Kiyum of Mitzvahs Mila. When the Geir does the Mila, it's a Kiyum, he says, it's a Kiyum of Mitzvah, not right now, but it will be a kima, suspended kiyum mitzvah when he becomes a Yisrael. Turns out that he was mekayim, a mitzvah's mila, and that's why the Rambam brings it down in Hilchas mila. However, the Tur only brings down mila sager in Hilchas gerim. He doesn't mention it at all in Hilchas mila. So he says it's possible that the Tur held that mila sager, there's no mitzvah's mila. It's only a maisa geiris, but there's no aspect of mitzvah mila at all. That's why he only brought it down in Hilchas geirim and not in Hilchas mila. And therefore, he says, very interesting. He says, you know, the Gemara says that by again we have a Gemara Yevamos here. Gemara on Mem Zayin on the days. When it talks about Mila, so the Gemara says, Kibel, Moli Moso Miyad, Nishtairu Bo Tzitzi Ma'akvim Yasamila, Chozinu Moli Moso Shnia, right? Yisrapim Ma'pinu Moso Miyad. So the Braisa talks about Tzitzim Ha'ma'akvim Yasamila. So we know that by a regular Mila, Tzitzim ma'akiv yasamila, ma'akiv the mila, but then the tzitzim she'eno ma'akiv yasamila. And that's a din of hidu mitzvah. To remove those tzitzim is a din of hidu mitzvah. So it seems from this braisa that by a ger, by the mila of a ger, there's only a din of tzitzim ha'ma'akiv yasamila, because then it's not a mila. If you don't remove that, you don't remove those tzitzim. It doesn't mention anything about tzitzim she'eno ma'akiv yasamila. Right, that there's still chatchila, you should remove those. So he says that if we learn that Mila is purely a Maisa Geiris, there's no mitzvah in Mila, I mean, there's no Hidu mitzvah, then Tzitzin, She'ena Ma'akvim Esa Mila, are not, it won't be necessary, because Hidu mitzvah is only when you have a mitzvah. If it's only a technical Maisa, in order for a Chalois of Geirus, right, so then there's no mitzvah, so there's no din of hidu mitzvah. So that's why the Braisa only mentions tzitzim hama'akvim es ha-mila. So that's if you learn that the mila is purely, exclusively a maise geiris. And that's the sheet of the Torah. According to the Rambam, the Pashtus, If we learn that the Rambam holds that there's a mitzvah of milah as well, so what happened to tzitzim she'ena ma'akim mitzvah milah? Why isn't that mentioned? Because the Rambam held that tzitzim she'ena ma'akim mitzvah milah is only if it's mamish b'shas ma'isa. That's another Rambam. There's a Briskerov on it. Only b'shas ma'isa. Afterwards, there's no din of hidden mitzvah. Hidden mitzvah is only is after you finish the mitzvah. There's no din of hidden mitzvah, and therefore by tzin, the Braisa didn't bring it down because of that din of the, according to the Rambam, that after you finish, after the Gemara HaMitzvah, there's no hidden mitzvah. Hidden mitzvah is only bishas hamitzvah.
And therefore, the mitzvah is only completed once he's Jewish.
What?
I don't understand. The mitzvah is only completed.
Yeah, the Maisa mitzvah is now, but I guess the Kiyoma mitzvah is only once you're Jewish. That's what he said. It's a hard concept. It's a hard concept. But there is a deal. The Rav also brings this deal from the fact that the Rambam mentions it in Hilchas Mila, but he doesn't explain it really. He doesn't go into it. He just says, you see from the Rambam that there is a Kiyom HaMitzvah for a ger in the Maisa Mila. It's not just a Maisa Geirus. There is a Kiyum on this. Anyway, that's the a little bit, some insights. It's Kedai to look into that Binyan Tzion and that whole Maisa. It's such a fascinating, you know, one of these Pumusim that roiled the Chachomim in Yerushalayim around the world, you know, one of these controversies. There's actually a sefer that somebody wrote, Hapumus Bahalocha. All the big controversies among Gedolim, like Shmura Matzah, Bishin Matzah versus Hand Matzah. So this is one of them. In the there was a tremendous machlokes over this. Anyway, that's the. All right, I don't know that Rashi now, like, but you can argue it out among yourselves.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.